Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, I have good news and I have bad news.
Okay.
The good news is it's not ridiculously cold outside.
Okay.
It's about 42-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's tolerable.
It's tolerable. And there's no wind blowing, so there's like no crazy wind chill.
Uh-huh.
The other good news is there's no ice on the road because it's not below freezing.
Right, right, yeah.
The bad news is there's a gigantic accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
has closed down part of the freeway.
It sounds to me like it's closed down most of the freeway.
Well, it's closed down the eastbound lanes at Paisano.
I don't know, man. The last thing I just saw a minute ago emailed to me said something about three lanes.
No. It's the eastbound lanes on I-10 at Paisano and the Paisano exit are shut down. You're going to have to get off the freeway there.
Okay.
Okay. On the other side, because of the nature of the accident, so heading west,
okay,
down to three lanes. Now, the reason why
lanes do we usually have?
Four, right there. There's four lanes right there.
Really? I've never noticed.
Yeah, there's four lanes. Now, here's the reason why. It was a jackknife rolled over semi, which throws it into a whole nother problem because it's raining.
Yes.
It's slick.
Right.
And you got a tractor trailer on its side.
Mm-hmm.
So this could take hours to fix.
Pretty much the rest of the commute, I think, of the morning.
Yeah. And so for right now, all eastbound lanes on I-10. That means heading, into downtown, which is where everybody needs to be heading right now to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
All eastbound lanes heading into downtown. I-10 at Paisano, you're going to have to get off.
Oh, wow.
So if you're heading that way, or you're thinking, I'm going to go to work, and don't get anywhere near it. And I had to get, I actually saw the immediate aftermath of this accident, and by the time I got to the next on the access road, by the time I got to the next light on the access road, it was already backed up to the next exit. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
That usually means that some idiot got in front of an 18-wheeler or slowed down or did something.
Or
right?
did something because
usually.
those guys are trained to drive in this weather.
Yeah,
those guys know what they're doing in this weather.
Yeah.
On the other hand, El Paso drivers,
yeah.
we are not known for our bad weather driving.
It doesn't even the weather doesn't even matter sometimes.
Yeah,
I've seen some people do some ridiculously stupid things in front of 18-wheelers,
which is why I hate to drive on the freeway. Unless I'm coming into work.
Yeah.
When I'm heading home, it's Montana.
Right.
It's Montana. Because I cannot believe how many times I go, oh, my God,
right.
oh, my God.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
I've also, to be fair, seen 18-wheeler drivers
do
stupid ridiculously
things
stupid things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. It's pretty much raining throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of areas that you need to pay attention to, even though it hasn't been raining hard, doesn't matter. These things still get real slick and they pond.
Right
over here at I-10, right around Sunland Park area, that curve, for some reason, it gets everybody. So that one, keep an eye out on. There's no ponding on the freeway right now because I actually drove in just beyond, almost to Paisano, but I got off because I saw the problems happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ponding in the normal areas where it usually ponds.
Yeah.
So the rain's not real heavy.
No, it's not heavy.
But the roads are super slick.
Because although it's not heavy, it's been steady.
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's been raining lightly for hours.
Yeah, and what do they always tell you? Because we haven't had rain in a while, when the water hits that roadway, it brings up all the oil and all the grease and everything.
Right.
And it makes everything slicker.
Yeah.
So be real careful.
All right, then. Kiss FM! But you know how TxDOT pre-treated roads?
Yes.
Do you think does that make it worse when it doesn't snow?
No, actually, the way that they pre-treat the roads is they make a brine. So they make a saltwater solution.
Mm-hmm.
And they
Isn't
put
that. What you put shrimp in?
Yeah. And that's what you brine turkeys with before you cook them.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But the reason why they do it that way is because.
So it sounds like the El Paso roads are tasty today.
They should be. Mm. Nice and salty. Maybe a little tequila.
Squeeze a lime.
Right, right. But that's the reason why it's so.
So does it make it worse? Like, if we follow too closely and we put the brakes on?
No. Here's what makes it worse. What makes it worse is
following too closely?
Yeah. And all this rain, it brings the oil and the grease up from from the road.
Yeah, it's like
and
my
it
face.
Makes a sheen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it makes a sheen on
like
top
my
of your
face.
Yeah, on top of the road.
Uh-huh.
And so, and if you follow too closely, and I-10 is not exactly a straight shot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hills, there's a lot of twists and turns.
Oh, boy.
Especially I'm surprised we haven't gotten anything over here by Sunland Park.
Yeah, that curve.
Because that curve is like lethal.
Yeah.
You know, it's really scary
and that's
when
on
it's
a good
wet.
Day.
And that's And so but yeah, that's the thing. And that's the thing. We travel so close to each other in this city. It's like tailgating is like our thing.
Yeah.
And so the problem is that you don't give yourself any chance to stop.
Yeah. That should be on our city seal.
Tailgates.
Two cars tailgating.
It's true. It's true.
Instead
and somebody throwing
star.
A finger because they're tailgating. You know, it's like.
I don't throw a finger. I just put my brakes on.
Oh, I know. I do too. I just tap them. I'm like, yeah, you want to get that close to me? You're going to have to buy me a drink first.
Yeah, but we don't recommend that you do any of
don't
that today.
Do that. Don't
None
do that.
None of those shenanigans.
No,
today.
No. Yeah. Yeah, just.
At least not without a drink.
I know, right?
Yes.
Pay attention.
Kiss FM. Hey, did you see where a scientist says that he has engineered the perfect Christmas song?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some science in this thing, man.
Huh.
Here's what happened. He's a musicologist. Boy, if I knew that I could get a degree in musicology.
I know, right?
I would have gone to school. Because I love music.
I know you do.
Not a big fan of ology.
But you
music,
could do it, sure.
I think I could stand ology if I could be a musicologist. That would be so awesome. So, look, he's a musicologist at the Boston Conservatory, which sounds like really highbrow and important.
Right.
And he wanted to write the perfect Christmas song. So he studied the lyrics, tempo, vocals, and musical key of 200 of the top Christmas songs to figure out how to do that. And he found that it was important to use words like Santa,
right,
snow, home,
okay,
peace, and love.
Oh.
And especially the word Christmas.
Sure.
And the song needed to be in a major key, had to have an average tempo of 115 beats per minute, and feature plenty of sleigh bells.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Who doesn't love sleigh bells?
Yeah. We've been doing that for years.
Sure.
For many, many Christmases, we've been doing this.
We're all
bells.
About the bells.
See, I could have been a musicologist.
You could have.
And so, using all the info, he engineered a song that he has titled Love's Not Just for Christmas, which he says is, quote, the happiest Christmas song ever since Danny F. and K.
Okay. Wow.
Tap danced, and that's all I know from Christmas Vacation.
It's not Christmas Vacation, not Danny Kaye.
Yeah, it is.
No.
That line is.
Oh, okay.
That's what the Chevy Chase character says.
Oh, I've never seen Christmas
We're
Vacation.
We're going to have the happiest Christmas. You've never seen that?
No.
But usually you know at least know the references.
I know. I'm surprised I don't know that one. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get with it culturally
at,
and
at the very least
and
learn
watch the
references.
Movie. Okay.
So would you like to hear a portion of the happiest Christmas song ever.
Indeed.
The most perfect Christmas song ever.
I would.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
By Joe, I think he's got it.
I think so. It's a very happy song.
Somehow he like channeled nostalgia while at the same time being brand new.
Right. And that's what a classic is all about.
How about that?
It makes you wish for Christmases of yore. But you can still listen to it and not be thought of as an old fart. You know that's true.
Very well put.
It's true.
Yes. Yes. I think he has figured everything out.
Yep.
Now if he can just get Mariah Carey to sing it.
Exactly.
We could have like a new Christmas song.
Yep.
Because we haven't had one since Mariah Carey.
Yeah. I mean, really. That's the most recent classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You just heard the most perfect Christmas song like ever.
Kiss FM.
And so yesterday we had people laugh their way through a Christmas carol in order to qualify for TSO tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play back a couple of my favorites of our contestants, of our 17 listeners that laughed their way through Christmas carols. Let's start with one of our 17 listeners laughing their way through Winter Wonderland.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha 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 ha
Wasn't that awesome? But not as awesome as when I chose Silent Night.
I know.
And we slowed it down. And it was just the creepiest sounding thing. Makes you just want to look around, doesn't it? Just to make sure everything's clear.
Just checking over your shoulder.
Safe, there's no one creeping up on you in a bad Santa suit.
Oh my.
It does, doesn't it?
It totally sounds so sacrilegious.
Wow.
And then especially when she hees at the end.
That was ominous, man. Yeah, yeah. It's like the tattered-looking Santa.
Totally.
Has crept up on you.
Yep.
And you just barely notice him, but it's too late. So he.
Right.
Stab.
It's so true. I can't tell you how many people I was wandering around yesterday. Uh-huh. I can't tell you how many people walked up to me and they were like, dude, yeah, don't ever do that again. It was so scary.
It was creepy and classic. Kiss FM. You know, that Brenda Lee song we just heard is one of the most popular Christmas songs according to a new survey. It's number two on the list of Americans' favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. On Mike and Tricia Mornings on our Facebook page, we're asking you to comment with your favorite Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been getting some votes this morning. That rapey song that you and I have been debating for years. Baby, it's cold outside.
It's not rapey.
That's on the list, too. People have mentioned that one on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page by several different singers.
Mm-hmm.
Also making the list, of course, is Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah.
One of America's favorite songs ever.
You know, one of my favorite ones has become recently Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
Really?
Yeah, the original, not the Madonna remake.
Right, yeah.
Blech.
Why that one?
Because I just think it's so much fun. It's just so silly and it's so fun. Kiss FM.
Worst Christmas presents ever. You know, they looked into it. And by they, I mean people who do surveys.
Right, right.
About bad gifts. Let me read off a list of some that made the list of bad Christmas presents. Worst Christmas presents that you can get someone. Ugly clothing.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. Am I right?
It's true.
A toiletry kit.
Like what?
A toilet?
No.
Tree kit.
Like
a toilet tree.
Like soap and...
I mean, who wants a tree on their toilet? They make kits for that?
No.
Bath salt or
is this
a
new?
Bottle of bubble bath?
Well, yeah, because who use bath salts anymore?
Probably Las Cruces. When they run out of meth, they always go for the bath salts, don't they?
I think they do.
Because Las Cruces never disappoints.
No, they don't.
Stay methy, my friends.
Lord.
Socks is on the list of all-time worst presents that you can give someone.
Okay, I'm going to have to differ with this opinion.
Yeah.
As somebody who needs a lot of socks.
Yeah.
Because I got to sleep with some every night or else the vampires will bite toes. Socks are a lovely present.
I think they're a cool present.
Yes.
I think it just depends on the person. If they're a sock person, how would that be a bad gift?
I know.
Like my son Mookie loves socks. Like he loves all those colorful socks, all those crazy socks. So I bet you he'd love socks for Christmas.
Sure.
In fact, let me write that down. Note to self.
Socks.
T-shirts with funny, clever, or inspirational sayings on them. I don't know.
Again, I think if, you know, like you wear T-shirts every day.
All the time.
And I think if I got you a really cool T-shirt, you'd like that.
Especially if it had something funny, clever.
Right, or an inspirational saying on it.
Maybe not inspirational, but funny and clever I can go with. I'm not the most inspirational guy out there.
Yeah, but it would be ironic.
Okay, I love that. That would make me a hipster.
It totally would.
Yes, I'm wearing this ironically. A movie you've already seen. Now, see, I beg to differ on that,
again,
too.
Yeah.
If I like Guardians of the Galaxy, but I don't have it, I would say, oh, this is so awesome.
Now I have it.
I love this movie.
Yeah.
Candles.
Oh, no. Okay, again. Mm. Although it's candles are kind of like perfume.
Uh-huh.
Because personally, I can't stand like those sweet berry smelling candles.
Yeah.
But my best friend loves them. So if she got me a sweet berry candle, I'd be like, here, take it back. You know? You know?
But if she just got you a candle,
hey, cool. No problem.
All right.
I could use it on my altars at home.
Yeah. Hey, is this the one to protect the drug dealers?
Right.
I'll take two. A scarf and soap on a rope round up the list.
Soap on a rope. Do they even sell that anymore?
I don't know.
Soap on a rope.
Yeah, I didn't think
they made
those
anymore. Is this list from 1973?
Right? I'm going to put this right next to my pet rock. Thank you.
Lord. Soap on a rope.
Said 1975. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.